It is AFM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here is the good news.
And a Tuesday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Where honestly, as long as crazy stuff just keeps happening, we'll just keep reporting it.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
What are we doing? Hey, Hangsters, on our Hank Facebook Live, as we stream to the world, jump in, have fun, comment section open to you. All right, well, we'll get more on this, I guess, 7:47 today. But yes, today is the deadline, as President Donald Trump has given Iran until today at 7 p.m. our time, 8 Eastern, to fully reopen without any sort of strings attached the Strait of Hormuz. So, negotiations going on, depending on who you ask, depending on how they're going. So, this is trying to start a ceasefire and all that good stuff. Mixed in with all of this, you know, and also him saying some fairly choice words in a tweet on Easter Sunday.
Just clean up our language.
I mean, he knows, just in case something goes wrong, something slips at 7:47, he knows the FCC. So we should be okay.
I don't know. I just see a whole lot more training coming down from HR. And
which bucket does it go into?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
We've got questions.
Orange. Always orange on that one. Get it?
MAGA!
So, Easter, yesterday was also the in the middle of all egg roll. The White House egg roll on the lawn.
Oh, yeah.
Which they didn't, because the Rose Garden is now concrete patio. They actually had to bring turf in. Mm-hmm. And it looked lovely. And a lot of kids and stuff like that. And 7:47 today. It's going to be an interesting...
MAGA!
Wasn't the Tiffany Trump? She was there.
He also spoke to the astronauts last night.
I know.
Called them up late.
Lots of visiting.
Because, you know, they don't know what time it is up there. I hear Ozzy music.
Mm-mm. So if you're looking for a nice little spot to hang out this spring, maybe not the other side of the moon or the White House, Sharon Osbourne has just the joint. The widow of the Prince of Darkness is selling her 1920s Hancock home in California. Features 10,000 square feet of room to spread out, a guest house, a cinema, a fireplace. Signed by Elvis.
Whoa.
And of course, lots of ornate details. Yeah, apparently it was owned by a radio disc jockey back in the day that had Elvis Presley over.
Wow. Charlie Tuna?
No.
Shadow Stevens?
It was no one that I had heard of.
Okay.
No, it wasn't like any of the true boss jocks. In related news, that radio DJs used to be able to afford things like that. But anyway, she's spending more time in England. However, does love to see her grandkids in Los Angeles. This will set you back the low, low price of just $17 million.
Is this a house from the Osbournes?
No.
Oh. Well, I don't want it then.
Trying to purchase that one for a long time. The owners say, no way. But I don't think they ever actually lived in that one. I think it was more of like a prop house.
I'll have my cousin call him.
Oh.
Everybody's cousin's a realtor.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, just days after her performance of How Great Thou Art on American Idol, Carrie Underwood, she did this either last year or the year before. She has a knack on Easter Sunday of showing up at not her home church in Franklin, Tennessee, just outside of Nashville, but another Nashville area church.
Aww.
Now, they must have some sort of knowledge going in because she's got the backup singers with the church choir that's there. But everybody else in the congregation seems really surprised that Carrie Underwood just shows up on Easter Sunday and sings. Which, by the way, I mean, yeah, I mean,
she's
otherworldly. Yeah. Unfortunately for that person that actually did have the Easter Sunday solo scheduled, you know, oh, great, Carrie Underwood showed up.
No
Never
problem.
Mind. I'll just do it next week when nobody's here.
But, you know, the thing is, I would like to point out, she got her start in the church choir, never any professional experience until American Idol.
And now you know the rest of the story.
I'm Heather, and I'm here to help.
Back to you. Here's Morley
Stapler. She's a good girl. Tiger Woods may have a sketchy history and maybe guy, not be the best driver on the block, but he's still quite the catch. Sources tell the New York Post Page Six gossip column that Vanessa Trump has no plans to leave him in the dust.
Here, let me get Crazy Train back.
He is the...
Okay, there we go.
Apparently the hottest bachelor in Palm Beach.
Really?
Palm Beach, you need our thoughts and prayers. They're a level-headed couple.
He's the immediate swipe left.
Yeah, they share a lot of values. Not to mention, and I do quote, a gazillionaire, and there just aren't many options. Because that is the reason to settle down forever.
Well.
A gazillionaire, and there aren't many options.
It's not going to be. He's got this
true
week,
love.
Weekend free, doesn't he? And he's not. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's
just
not
call,
at the.
Went into, call the president, unless he calls you.
He's not at the Masters, everybody. Thank you.
Yeah, I was talking to the president.
See, he knows. That's how you do it.
CBS has announced what will replace The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And it will be Comics Unleashed with Byron Allen. And if you don't know what that is, that's fine. It's been around for like 10 years. But the reason maybe he got the time slot... It features stand-up comics, and it's the thing you've seen a billion times in a billion different ways since 1992, for crying out loud. He's paying CBS for the time slot.
Oh.
And for the one that's right after for a comedy game show.
It's an infomercial?
Basically, yes. Yeah. He beat out the hour-long commercial for solar panels, so congratulations on that. Order now.
What about the ShamWow? Where does that come into all this?
Oh, he didn't make it to Congress.
So were you wondering, should I really have that beer?
Yes.
After I get home?
Sorry.
Well, yeah, that would be the answer. One study shows that two glasses can lower the risk of premature death by 18% while exercising for 15 to 45 minutes. Well, that only reduces your chance of premature death by 11%. So who is the real winner here? In related news, can you do both? Why, yes. One other study says that beer helps dehydrated people retain liquid better. So you work out, then you get a beer. All is well with the world, unless you're a woman. Then chances are you want wine. It's 46% of us. If you're Tiger Woods, just ignore anything I just said.
Yeah.
Or Britney Spears, or Justin Timberlake.
Did RFK say all this?
I don't know. He was too busy working out with Kid Rock.
Last night it was UConn and Michigan, and for their second title in history. First since, I believe, 89. The Wolverines are your NCAA. No, 8-9.
I know,
6-7.
But it's close to 6-7.
No, it's not.
6-7,
not
8-9.
Even close.
See?
Michigan Wolverines beat UConn at 69-63. Your NCAA men's basketball champions, the Wolverines. And Pizza Hut has launched a limited time hot dog stuffed crust pizza with hot dogs stuffed in to the crust. I mean, with today probably the start of World War III, why not?
Yeah, I was talking to the president.
Waking up with KBS early.